Page 58. 1. Reading. B. Read for main ideas. Read the article. Where do these sentences fit in the article? Write the correct letters in the spaces. Invention. Inspired thinking or accidental discovery?
To invent, you need a good imagination and a pile of junk. Or so Thomas Edison, one of the world's most famous inventors, is quoted as saying. Yet, how do successful inventions come about? How have inventions been achieved in the past? What makes something a brilliant invention? Clearly, many inventions have come about from a mix of astute observation and inspired thinking. Brilliance, however, is not enough, and obviously, hard work and persistence need to follow. James Dyson noticed his vacuum cleaner would frequently clog up and stop picking up dirt. On a visit to a local factory, he observed how dust was removed from the air by large industrial cyclones, and it inspired him to try the same principles on a smaller scale in a vacuum cleaner. He developed over 5,000 prototype designs before finally succeeding with his invention, the first cyclonic bagless vacuum cleaner. It is generally believed that inventions are the result of focused effort by inventors seeking specific solutions to specific problems. Surprisingly, many innovations that have enhanced the efficiency, comfort, and convenience of everyday life have often been discovered by accident. The steam engine, superglue, artificial sweeteners, and synthetic dyes, to name but a few, all came about when their inventors' minds were being applied to quite different problems. If Dr. Percy Spencer had not noticed that a candy bar had melted in his pocket as he was testing microwave radiation for use in radar, the microwave oven may never have been invented. Necessity is the mother of invention, or so the saying goes. No invention is more true of this proverb than the ice cream cone. When an ice cream seller ran out of plates on which to serve his ice cream, he used a rolled-up waffle instead. The ice cream cone had inadvertently been created, and with great success. In reality, most people probably will never invent something as world-changing as the steam engine. Few will have the skills to engineer something like a vacuum cleaner or microwave oven. Even so, when you consider some of the everyday things that have been developed, it's clear that inventions do not have to be complex or life-changing to be hugely successful and incredibly marketable. Tags that label your electrical cords, silly bands for kids, or suitcases with wheels are all examples of inventions that gained huge popularity and left people wondering, why didn't I think of that? The smartphone app is another good example. By 2011, there were already more than 500,000 of them, many of which were incredibly simple and straightforward, and many of which had actually been invented by ordinary people and even children. One 9-year-old Ding Wen from Singapore invented a drawing app that allows users to draw with their fingers across a touchscreen and then shake the device to clear the screen. Another was 14-year-old Robert Ney, an 8th grader from Utah, whose bubble ball physics game had reportedly been downloaded more than 2 million times within 2 weeks of its launch. What these apps had in common was originality, simplicity, ease of use, and wide demographic appeal. Nevertheless, no matter how inventions come about, whether by sheer brilliance or by a stroke of luck, one thing is clear. There is seemingly no end to the number of inventions we can look forward to in the future. What's more, our willingness to adopt them, whether for their effectiveness or simply for our own amusement, means that there will always be a ready market.